Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Hey guys, welcome to The Business Alchemist, where we believe in serving with spirit. I'm going to be doing a solo episode today because I really enjoy spending some time one-on-one with you and sharing with you my downloads, my thoughts. And for those that don't know what downloads mean in the spiritual community, it's basically things that we channel that come from source. And I've been getting so many downloads, and it's really this episode, I really want to share it with you. So it's interesting how even being a spiritual mentor, we as humans are still having a human experience, and we're not perfect, and things pop up and test us, and it's our responsibility to our experience how we respond. So a few weeks ago, I made a business decision, and it kind of didn't go in the direction that I wanted it to. And it was a very upsetting outcome, and something that previously, maybe a year ago or even 6 months ago, would have really taken me out. And when I mean by taken me out, I would have spent more energy on it, a lot more energy on it. And I would have been really, really, really upset, borderline depressed over, you know, the investment and the outcome. And it's interesting because I always teach people, and you may have heard me say this before if you're with me for a while on this podcast. I've said it years ago somewhere, and I know because this is something I truly believe. We have two eyes, and it's interesting because we have vision. And with those two eyes, we also have choices. We could see it negatively or positively, right? That's the metaphor I use for our response. Is it going to be negative or positive? And it was interesting because my initial response was I was panicked, I was nervous, I was upset, of course, all the lower frequency things. But I had a conversation with God, Source, Universe, and I said, okay, I'm going to set the intention and continue the trust because I have the vision of what I am going towards. No matter what I see in this reality of this situation and how it's playing out, I'm choosing to have a positive response. But I need you, Source, God, Universe, to meet me halfway and once again, work with me through this in order for me to really surrender. And I need the right people to come into my life right now. Speed it up a little bit, Universe, because this is showing me something I don't like, and I want to. The affirmation I used is I want to, the command, shall I say, that I used was I want to see the people that are aligned with what I'm doing show up in my life. Guys, within 48 hours, the right people flew into my life and exactly what I was looking for and exactly what's going to help me get to that next step where I thought I just took two steps back and now I took a few forward with the command and the intention and the frequency of the positive versus the negative. And the reason I say that is because we talk about energy all the time. I talk about energy. People talk about energy all the time, but it's so easy to get caught up in life and it's so easy to get caught up in your reality. And it's so easy to want to stay upset and feel paralyzed and, you know, feeling paralyzed, you know, when I used to have moments of lower frequency for me, feeling paralyzed would mean literally not wanting to do anything, not wanting to make decisions, not wanting to focus on positive. I would want to stay in low frequency. I would want to feel bad. I would want to think of all the bad things in my life that have happened that piled up that made me sad. And then I would cry because crying felt normal at that moment because there was so much heavy energy that my logic was creating. My logic was creating this emotion at that time in my life. And nothing changed in lower frequency. If anything, in lower frequency through manifestation, through attraction, in lower frequency, we attract more of the bad when we focus on the bad. Others have said this over and over. But until you really live it and change your frequency and your response, you won't get a different result. So as someone who talks about this, lives it, teaches it, and expands and is always evolving, I programmed myself to have a positive response always. And even though the initial response is human, because we're still human, right? It's interesting how the willpower and the discipline, because over time, this is the programming I've taught myself, can really shape the reality. Like, I'm so serious with you guys. Within days, what could have been such a downfall for me and the business turned around into a positive, beautiful, beautiful experience. So I really want you to, in this moment, if you're someone who is getting the same results over and over in your life and you feel like you've just had it and you're at that place where you're like, even listening to this podcast feels rough because I know I've been there. Mentors have mentors. There were moments where I used to listen to other people and I was just at that moment where I didn't want to listen because even listening felt hard because what they were saying wasn't matching with my life because what they were saying I was not implementing. So what I'm saying is something you must implement to get a different result. And it's going to feel a little weird at first. And the reason I say weird is because it's going to be you breaking a pattern. It's going to be you redirecting and changing neural pathways in your mind, which change, you know, your nervous system, everything, your behavior, everything you do, which then ultimately changes your environment and shapes your reality. So if you're someone in this moment and you've had it and you've tried everything and maybe you've listened to so many self-development books and everything and maybe this podcast or you've read so many books, I want you to ask yourself the hard question. Have I implemented what I've learned or do I listen to it over and over to get a positive fix? Because positivity and listening to positivity in itself, in a way, if you're not implementing it, is just a instant gratification fix to just get you away from the responsibility of the action that you have to take. It's still a form of, in a way, I call it a positive drug, because what you're doing is you're getting high off of what you're hearing. Someone's helping you change your frequency, but you, when you go back to you and you are alone with you, you're not taking the actions and you're not implementing what you need to do from what you've learned to actually get a different result. Take that in. Okay. That was a lot. The question you need to be asking yourself is, what have I implemented from what I've learned? What actions have I taken from what I've learned, from what I have heard, right? So if you're in that position and you hear me today saying this today, I want you to implement this. It's simple and it's called remain positive no matter what. Remain positive no matter what. Something bad happened, I'm going to keep moving forward. I'm just going to focus on the positive. The world is beautiful. My life is beautiful. Everything's working out for the greater good. We've heard that before. But until we as individuals start practicing and implementing and saying that consciously, everything is working out for the greater good. Everything is working out for the greater good. And start to believe it, we as a collective can't move forward. You are part of a collective, and therefore for you to help be part of the change, you have to be the change. We know that quote, right? That saying. So I want you to implement positivity. If you're at a low point, please just switch from negative to positive and say, you know what, universe? You know what, God? I don't know why this is happening. I don't know why. But I'm going to choose to stay positive and command, and I believe and I command, and I'm calling on you to put the right people, the right opportunities in front of me to help me navigate through the situation. And if you really set that intention, but make sure you're setting that intention from a high frequency and a place of love in order to plug into source. And when I say plug into source, source responds to your frequency, to your emotion. So if you say, hey, universe, help me, but you're calling and commanding universe source from negative frequency, negative energy, you are sending out that message with broken communication, right? Because it mirrors back what we are, not what we want. Super important. Remain super, super positive, you guys, when you're making that command. And again, if me saying this is hard for you, then I want you to close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths, inhale, exhale. Make sure the exhale is not shallow. I'm going to give you a quick example. Deep inhale and very big exhale. The exhale has to come out fully. Otherwise, you're shallow breathing. If you think about movement, you're not releasing energy. If you're not releasing energy, energy is stagnant. And therefore, you are actually building a wall around yourself. Because if you think about breath work, you are exchanging with universe, source, God, energy, right? You breathe something in and you exhale the intention out. So you want to make sure when you push that message out, when you're exhaling out, you're giving this big exhale to really send this message into the universe through that exhale. So make sure to do some breath work, calm your nervous system through breathing, and then command with the intention, hey, universe, God, source, I'm calling on you to bring the right people and right opportunities into my life, because in this moment, I am choosing to remain faithful, hopeful, and full of love. This will really, really help you guys. And I really pinky promise, because I've been through so much, that if I didn't live this and if I didn't see these results for myself, I would never come on and record anything for you just for the sake of giving you an episode. I want you to actually, I'm actually pinky, like guys, I know if you listened to my show, you probably heard me say this before, pinky promise. I'm giving you my pinky. So if you want to put your pinky in the air and do a pinky promise from me to you, I'm pinky promising you guys, if you really implement what I just said, to calm your nervous system through breath work, to command and set the intention that the right people and opportunities are going to come into your life because you're choosing to stay positive, even though something you may see in your life is not what you want, don't focus on the 3D reality. We hear this all the time in law of attraction, manifestation, and it's very easy to get lost in the reality and say, this is woo-woo, I don't understand, I've tried everything. But ask yourself the question, have you tried everything? Or have you tried the instant gratification of listening to my voice or another podcast or reading a book that gets you really excited for a day or two? And then you go back to your programming. Your programming is the frequency you're in most of the time when no one else is around. And what is the subconscious programming? What is the programming of your entire existence, of your entire life? Has it been positive or negative? When positive things happen, do you believe that something bad's supposed to happen? Right? We know that, oh, things are too good to be true. Something bad must be happening or going to happen, right? That's a programming, right? Why can't we just enjoy the good? Why can't we just enjoy the good, right? So make sure you are really implementing, reprogramming your neural pathways with positivity. And again, I pinky promise you guys that things will go in your favor, but it does take internal work to really make sure that those intentions and those commands and those affirmations are made from the purest place of positivity. I hope this mini solo really helped you. I'm so excited to announce some major announcement in the next coming weeks. Amazing guests that will be resuming next week. I just really wanted a solo and to share my experience with you this week. And as always, I love you guys.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.